Radio Daily for not Monday. And that's always a good feeling. So, you know, we'll put that in our little happy place and see if it can make the engine of our emotional self chug along as best as it possibly can. Sorry, that was a very, very, very veiled PlayStation 2 reference. I hope the three of you that understood that got it. Welcome to October 8th. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, and I gotta stop saying we on these things because, once again, real life gets in the way, and the day job thing and bosses whatnot mean that there's no one sitting across from me in the real world or virtual one, and I am the wonderful Billy Flynn. So let's check this out. In 1604, on this date, Johannes Kepler becomes the first to observe the supernova, which will later be called Kepler's Nova, in the constellation Ophiuchus, the Serpent Bearer. 1835, Charles Darwin arrives at James Island in the Galapagos Islands aboard the HMS Beagle. 1926, Julius Edgar Lilienfeld of New York files for a patent for the method and apparatus for controlling electric currents. It's described as an NPN junction transistor and uses an amplifier. 1953, the first compatible color television program airs on CBS. No idea what it was. 1958, Dr. Aki Sinning implants the first internal heart pacemaker. 1959, the general election in the United Kingdom is the first to be covered extensively on television. 1965, the post office tower is operationally opened as a telecommunications tower in London, England, for television and radio broadcasting and to carry all of the microwave traffic into and out of the city. 1966, the first episode of the Doctor Who serial, The Tenth Planet, first airs. The episode is the last episode to star William Hartnell as the first Doctor and Patrick Troughton as the second. It's also the first Doctor Who episode to feature the Cybermen. British medical scientist and sci-fi author Kit Pedler and Jerry Davis co-wrote the episode. 1992, Midway releases the original Mortal Kombat to arcades in the United States. 2001, U.S. President George W. Bush announces the establishment of the Office of Homeland Security. I will bite my tongue there. Birthdays. Bella Thorne is 22 from Dirty Sexy Money, Shake It Up, Famous in Love, Amityville, The Awakening. Molly Quinn is 26. That's Alexis on Castle, Winx Club, Superman Unbound, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Welcome to Night Vale. Today we also say happy birthday to
Matt Damon,
who was 49 years of age from Chasing Amy, Good Will Hunting, Rounders, Dogma, Titan A.E., The Bourne Series, Euro Trip, Oceans 11, 12, and 13, The Martian. Jeremy Davies is 50, Faraday on Saving Private Ryan, Lost, Justified, American Gods, and Justice League Dark. Ian Hart is 55 from The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill But Came Down a Mountain, Michael Collins, Quirinus Quirrell in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and Finding Neverland. Reed Hastings is 59, co-founded Netflix. Nick Bakay is 60 from The Angry Beavers. Sam and Sabrina the Teenage Witch wrote the Evil Clown comics. Sigourney Weaver is 70 from Alien, Ghostbusters, Gorillas in the Mist, Copycat, Jeffrey, Galaxy Quest, Wall-E, Avatar, Paul, The Cabin in the Woods, so many good things. R.L. Stine is 76, the Stephen King of kids horror, creator of Fear Street, Goosebumps, Rotten School, Mostly Ghostly, and The Nightmare Room. Paul Hogan is 79 from Crocodile Dundee and the very underappreciated Lightning Jack. No longer with us, born the state in 1910, Kirk Allen, Superman of the 1948 movie serial Superman and its 1950 sequel Adam Man vs. Superman, Black Hawk from the Black Hawk movie serial in 52, and of course was General Sam Lane in 1978's Superman the Movie. 1920, Frank Herbert, creator of the Dune series. Tonight on Television, on CBS's new NCIS, a rerun of Phoebe and a rerun of NCIS New. ABC, it's new episodes of The Conners, Bless This Mess, Mixed-ish, Black-ish, and Alex tries to discover the meaning of a frequency code from Piper's plane crash on A New Emergence. NBC's got a new The Voice, This Is Us, and Max gives a new assistant an opportunity and faces the board on a new plan on New Amsterdam. Fox, it's a new episode of The Resident, and Tina faces backlash over a post she made on social media. Oh no, she did it on A New Empire. CW, it's a new The Flash, and following a dishonorable discharge from military school and years of survival training, an affluent lesbian heiress returns to Gotham City to protect her father on the rerun of the premiere of Batwoman, in case you missed it, Sunday. Freeform is showing Iron Man. AMC has The Lost World, Jurassic Park. BET's got the BET Hip Hop Awards 2019. What? FX, violent actions yield violent ramifications for both the MC and the Galandro Cartel on Mayans MC. FXX, The Simpsons, you got your marathon including Hardly Kirking, Black Eyed Please, and Dark Knight Court. FXM has Alien Covenant. Never thought Alien and John Denver, but what did I know? IFC has Birthday Boy, Matt Damon, in the Bourne Marathon that's going on. BBC America, Princess Bride. Paramount Network, Angel Rose challenges her season 11 foe Jimmy Snaz and Sparks for from season 10 to take on competitors. I don't know. It's a new Ink Master. There's lots of stuff happening. I have really no idea. We're watching the Lifetime Movie Network tonight. A young lady creates a dating profile for her widowed mother who meets a guy and ultimately falls in love. But when he moves in and tries to push the daughter out of their lives, she must try to save her mother from potential danger. Jennifer LaFleur and Chris Johnson stars in My Evil Stepdad.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Stefan agrees to give a fellow trucker's daughter a ride to her mother's place. And knowing Stefan, I can't swear that's not a euphemism. He doesn't know that she is a juvenile craps-shooting prodigy. That would be dice, not the... Ew! He also doesn't know her father, Abe, is in trouble with a loan shark. He might have to sell his firehouse. Center himself keeping an eye on the inlet, or go hide by joining the Frontier Circus. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, there isn't, because apparently somehow word got out that Podcasting Great Secret would not be in today's episode, and everyone's like, no, I will not say anything unless that man can hear my words. And that's fair, and that's fine. And he's supposed to be back tomorrow, because the silly thing with district manager folks is supposed to be over and done with. So drop us a note. He'll hear all about it tomorrow. Just send a note over there to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can always tell us by voicemail.
510-GRD-CROW.
And he does listen to the show, so he would have heard regardless.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This is Carol the Cat with the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Join me, Starnes Lord, the Giddy Geeker, and whatever the hell we decide to call Tiffany this week as we interview local interesting people and talk about geek stuff. That's the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Find us at guardiansofthegeekery.com or wherever fine podcasts are streamed. And remember, we're not the geekiest people on Earth. We're just here to guard your right to get your geek on.
Hello, this is Peter Davison, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Yeah, you are. Sorry. We had such a good time. He's a cool dude.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Ah, come on. Sure you do. You still even get them. Physical, streaming, whatever you want to call it. Now today, Black Lightning, the complete second season, kicks off our TV section. Into the Badlands, the complete collection, that's all three seasons. Vikings, season 5. Shazam, the complete live-action series, is out as well. Must be anime based on title alone. Boruto, Naruto, Next Generation, set 3. Hike, Suradura Children, which I didn't say right at all. From our re-release department, The Electric Horseman, a film that Robert Redford wishes you would forget again. Movies department, The Wedding Guest. It's like The Wedding Singer, but different. Deadwood, the movie. Midsommar. American Woman. Gwen, which is not about Gwen Stacy, sadly. Annabelle Comes Home with a Vision. Toy Story 4. Forky that. But we're getting the story of a criminal motorcycle rider put to death, coming back from the dead to seek murderous revenge against the residents of a small Florida town. Lance LeGault, Michael Parks, and John Saxon are all gonna go lay out a towel on Nightmare Beach.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. There are a few truths in life. You know, bread falls butter side down, always bet on black, and not everyone can be a superhero, but everyone could develop an unscripted superhero series for DC Universe. At least that's what my mom always said. As DC Universe heads into year 2, it's got bigger ambitions, with 2 DC Universe series announced at this year's New York Comic Con. DCU Unscripted and Bizarro TV are 2 new projects in development at DC Universe, with the first opening the doors for fans wishing to pitch their own DC Universe Unscripted series, and the second exploring the stranger edges of the universe through an anthology mixed media series. And I don't know which one of those I want Brother Power the Geek to be their show for? No idea. DCU, that's Y-O-U, Unscripted, is a new competition show that allows fans to submit pitches for an unscripted series for the service, with three finalists getting invited to Los Angeles to develop their pitches into pilots before a final in-person pitch to DC executives. The application period runs until November 18th of this year, with more information available in the show. It's an I pitch a show where each week we punish the suits that let Powerless get canceled. It sounds like an easy, low-budget project for the DC Universe. They get at least two unscripted series out of it and won't have to throw their budget at expensive scripted series. While it's neat that fans are allowed to participate, it seems like a shortcut for more content. We're DC. Why don't you show us what we should do? Meanwhile, Bizarro TV sounds slightly more ambitious. This anthology mixed media series promises to explore the stranger edges of the DC Universe, with obscure DC characters like Ambush Bug, Space Cabbie, The Creeper, and Slam Bradley getting a showcase in an offbeat show that will be a mix of live action, animation, and puppets. The project will feature contributions from new creative talent as well as Blue Ribbon Content, Warner Brothers Television's digital production unit. And we can only hope that this is where Hyperman, Dr. Occult, and Kid Eternity finally get to shine! Batman Beyond celebrated its 20th anniversary at the aforementioned New York Comic Con, and its lead actor let fans know how they can help make Batman Beyond having a chance to return to television.
Shut up and take my money!
Will Friedle, who starred as Terry McGinnis / Batman on the classic animated series that ran for three seasons, 99 to 2001, echoed comments that Bruce Timm, the creator of the show, made at Comic-Con International San Diego earlier in the year. You know, he's the one who said,
"Shut up and take my money!"
is what fans need to do. The San Diego appearance by Tim was related to the limited edition remastered box set out this month. When a young fan at San Diego who was cosplaying as Terry McGinnis asked if the show could return, Tim responded, "I'll tell you, if this thing sells like crazy on Blu-ray and creates a giant buzz, we'll make it more possible that it could happen. We'd totally do it." So see, they need the money. Same topic came up again this weekend with three of the stars of Batman Beyond, Friedel, Kevin Conroy, who played Bruce Wayne, and Lauren Tom, who played Dana Tan, the show's co-creator Alan Burnett, the show's casting director Andrea Romano, and a frequent director, artist, designer for the series, current Warner Brothers animation producer James Tucker, were in town to celebrate the anniversary. Frieda was asked whether he would be working on any future Batman-related projects, and he replied, "Not that we know of yet, but as we've said for a while now," and Bruce Timm reiterated in San Diego, "if this box set sells well, there's a chance that maybe we'll do some more episodes or at least another movie, which would be great because we feel like we're not done yet. It's still an untapped part of the Batman universe, so we'd love to jump back into it, and they could tell the best Batmite story ever." The original series had one film, Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, which was amazing, so any future Batman Beyond stories could be in film format, but DC Universe makes the possibility of a relaunch series much more possible. So if you're interested in seeing the return of Batman Beyond, you're going to want to spring for that new box set. And then we'll try to get the Green Lantern animated series back, but not Beware the Batman or the Zeta Project. The first all-female spacewalk has been rescheduled for later this month. And yes, everyone will have an outfit this time because Sue Blaine was hired. After a heartbreaking change in assignment split up would-be Trailblazers Anne McLean and Christina Koch, in March, the International Space Station is finally prepared to make history on October 21st as NASA astronauts Koch and Jessica Meir will don two medium-sized spacesuits for one of five power upgrade spacewalks, and sadly, they still don't have any damn pockets. Koch, who arrived on the ISS in March, is well on her way to setting a record for the longest single spaceflight by a woman, surpassing Peggy Whitson. Peggy Whits out, am I right? Right? Okay. During a 7-hour stroll on Sunday, Koch and fellow NASA astronaut Andrew Morgan began the replacement of the nickel hydrogen batteries with newer, more powerful lithium ion packs on the far end of the station's port truss. Far end of the station's port truss. Hey, does the Energizer Bunny need a spacesuit? Earlier this year, NASA aborted its first all-female extra vehicle. Earlier this year, NASA aborted its first all-female extravehicular activity due to ill-fitting outerwear. But they had extra space stockings on board. Damn it, patriarchy! And now, when nobody ever asked for this news, Wendy's has a new RPG entitled Feast of Legends. And I swear to God, if they tell me that my Wendy is in another castle... According to the game's official website, the nation of Freshtovia has been the lone beacon of hope in the land of Beef's Keep for decades. However, the Ice Jester and his rogues gallery of frozen friends threaten Queen Wendy's reign of prosperity. The PDF game book shows some of the exciting faraway realms the players will be adventuring to. French Fry Forest, Frosty Canyon, Dave's Double Hills, and Costa del Spicy. They really hope that you and your adventurers can raise the Super Bar. If you'd like to become a knight in the Order of the Asiago Ranch Chicken Club, this is your chance. You have a quest to journey past the Forgotten Freshetta, over the Wild Mountain Chicken Sandwich, to face off against the evil Clown King of Arches. Which is easy, because Ronald McDonald is simply Pennywise, and Pennywise is simply a boggart that you can dispel with your coffee toffee twisted frosty Patronus. Are you ready for the ultimate family vacation? And before you say yes, you want to fly the Millennium Falcon, let me remind you everybody does, but I'm talking about a highly radioactive control room at Chernobyl Nuclear Power Plant's Reactor 4 at the center of the facility's infamous 1986 catastrophe, which is now open for tourists so long as they wear a protective suit, helmet, and gloves while inside, and that really sounds like the opening for a new Blumhouse flick. Chernobyl tour agencies confirmed that the control room is now open for guided walkthroughs following Ukrainian President Vladimir Volodymyr's July decision to proclaim the region an official tourist attraction, and perhaps not coincidentally, a surge of interest following that HBO miniseries by the same name. Those who enter the unit must afterwards submit to 2 radiology tests to measure exposure to contaminants, and yes, they do have some very unique souvenirs. Chernobyl and the neighboring town of Pripyat, the epicenter of a roughly 1,000-square-mile exclusion zone, though parts of the area have been visited by tourists, many places remain officially off-limits, or often entered by thrill-seekers, like that horrible movie you might remember. Reactor 4, including the control room, have been off-limits to all but a handful of people. Radiation in the room is some 40,000 times higher than normal. Hey, Showtime! Can I get, like, a Red Shoe Diaries event to go to? Sergei Ivanchuk, director of the Solo East Tours, said in June that his bookings for tours have risen 30% in May, when the HBO miniseries was released, compared to years prior when bookings for the summer months had risen some 40%. Tour guide Victoria Brashko said many people come here. They ask lots of questions about the TV show and about all the events. People are getting more and more curious. During the entire visit to the Chernobyl exclusion zone, you get around 2 microsieverts, which is equal to the amount of radiation you'd get staying at home for 24 hours. But I don't need to be in a full suit in my house. Do you see the problem? The 1986 incident resulted in 28 deaths from acute radiation syndrome and 15 deaths from child thyroid cancer. The full death toll remains the subject of dispute, with most estimates pegging the number of expected long-term cancer cases from the disaster. Most estimates pegging the number of expected long-term cancer cases from the disaster in the tens of thousands. But why not book yourself a stay? They hope you learn a lot on your visit. Share the info with your friends, and if you would, they would really appreciate it if you left them a glowing review. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 State 3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. You can always drop us a note, tell us which one of those jokes worked and which ones didn't. Remember, everyone you didn't like, PRS wrote. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course you can send us a voicemail too.
510-GRD-CROW.
And yeah, we'll get everybody back together tomorrow, or at least the everybody that is supposed to be here tomorrow. All of this is a bit complicated, but you have yourself a spiffy one, and I would keep wearing the full body suit. You know, just to be safe.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Seems I found myself on the voyage of the damned.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
Doctor!
Ben! Oh, please, Ben, help me. Get me out of here.
Don't panic. Love, I'll have you ask soon.
Oh, my hands were stuck and I couldn't get out. Oh, Ben, I've been so scared.
Take it easy, love. Take
and
it easy.
And that Cyberman thing, it just fizzled into nothing, Ben. It was awful.
Yeah, what's the matter with the doctor?
I don't know. When the lights went out, he just seemed to faint.
Hey, come on, doctor. Wakey, wakey. It's all over now.
Oh. What did you say, my boy? It's all over. That's what you said. It's far from being all over.
What are you talking about?
I must get back to the TARDIS. Immediately.
All right, Doctor.
I must go now. Aren't
we going to go back and say goodbye or anything?
No. No, I must go at once.
Oh, won't you? Better have this. We don't want you catching your death of cold.
Ah, yeah. Thank you. She's warm.